Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, it looks like the Cuomo administration is calling for a kind of do-over in assessing whether to lift the moratorium on hydrofracking, the super controversial practice of extracting natural gas out of the earth. That means that state environmental officials will restart the regulatory process, repeating several steps in assessing the environmental impact, effectively pushing off the decision over whether to approve or deny the right to frack in New York. Environmentalists, as you might imagine, are very pleased. We will talk in a few minutes to the supervisor of an upstate New York town near Binghamton who really wants the right to frack and doesn't want the governor to stop him. Let's talk first for some background to Ken Lovett, the Albany bureau chief of the Daily News. Hi, Ken.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Is this a backdoor way of deep sixing fracking altogether?
That's what a lot of people feel. It's kind of like playing out the clock. It's interesting because the governor on another project, the rebuilding of the Tappan Zee Bridge, has talked about how it's been studied to death and now it's time to move. And it's kind of the opposite here. I mean, they've been studying it for 4 years and now he sent it out for even more studies, a health study and they're reopening the environmental study.
Here is Cuomo a couple of months ago as he was in the decision-making process.
The demonstrations, we've seen them pro and we've seen them con all over the state. Let's make the decision on the facts. Let the science dictate the conclusion.
Let the science dictate the conclusion. So has the governor looked at the science that his people have brought back to him and said it's too unclear to tell?
Well, there's been no formal report, but what the governor certainly has seen to date is a mobilizing groundswell of opposition to fracking from environmentalists and the liberal part of the Democratic Party. Don't forget, when he ran for governor in 2010, hydrofracking was part of his platform. He put out a series of books that laid out his agenda, and hydrofracking was part of it. Even when he took office, he talked about how he expected it to happen, but he wanted the science to dictate. But as it's gone on, there's been more and more delays. Originally, they floated a trial balloon that said maybe they'll allow it to happen in several upstate counties that want it along the Pennsylvania border. But now it seems that even that's been rescinded for now. They were hoping to have something by the summer and then Labor Day, and now it looks like it's going to, at the earliest, be next year.
And I guess that the technical timeline here is that there's currently a moratorium on fracking statewide. The governor's been considering whether to lift that ban for the sake of a few counties in the Southern Tier region, mostly along the Pennsylvania border, considering it for 2 years now. There's a deadline of November 29th. So this additional review will force the state to miss the deadline, and therefore it will be required to start the process over?
Well, they'll have to hold at least one more public hearing and accept more public comment. They received, I think, 80,000 the first go-round that they took them months to pour through, and now you're basically reopening it. So certainly, if you're pro-fracking, this is not a good situation. A lot of people feel that the governor is feeling the heat. He's looking at a run for re-election in 2014. He's, alienated some of the base, if not alienated. He's upset some of the base, his Democratic base, with pension reform, which took on the unions, with teacher evaluations, which took on the unions, and he forced through the legislature some of his budget cuts the first year. So now he's, a lot of people feel he's trying to rebuild relationships. And, no one expected this grassroots storm of support or opposition. But, you've got Yoko Ono, you've got other celebrities, and you've got major environmental groups now coming out hard against him, and I think he's feeling the heat.
Of course, if he does run for president in 2016, which a lot of people think he wants to do, then he sets himself up as kind of a liberal Democrat on this. Of course, we don't know what he'll do between now and 2016, but in theory, if he really is deep-sixing the whole thing, he sets himself up as a liberal Democrat in another Republican convention where people will chant frack, baby frack.
Well, and don't forget, you have the president now, a Democrat, who has come out in favor of the idea of fracking, and you have a governor, as in Andrew Cuomo, who has said, you know, this is a new New York, open for business. Well, a lot of people feel that this is the first real test of that, and that if the government, you know, either slams it completely and shuts it down or makes it really prohibitive through the regulations, that he's going back on his word to be more business friendly.
So
no matter what he does, there's going to be complaints.
You said President Obama is fracking friendly. Isn't he using the federal EPA to also delay approval?
Yeah, but he has come out, and he has come out in favor of it. He's spoken in his State of the Union in favor of the idea of fracking, and his EPA has come out in favor of the idea of fracking. So, you know, for the governor, it puts him in an odd situation. Again, it puts him, you know, do you side with the environmentalists? Do you side with the businesses? He has said he expects lawsuits either way, and he knows whatever decision he makes, someone is going to be very upset.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the Daily News, talking about Governor Cuomo's decision to apparently delay a decision on fracking in New York State at least into next year. And also joining us now is someone who is supporting hydrofracking in New York State. He's Jim Finch, the town supervisor of Conklin, which is a southern tier community bordering Binghamton. Supervisor Finch, welcome to WNYC. Thank you very much for coming on. Hello from New York.
Hello, how are you? And I appreciate you doing this for us.
Tell us why you want fracking for Conklin.
Well, in Conklin, we've suffered two devastating floods in 2005 and 2011, and we've lost a lot of our taxable base. We lost a lot of our water and sewer districts. We're a little community that's bordered by the Susquehanna River on one side and Pennsylvania around the loop. Then we're bordered by two other towns. One's the town of Binghamton and then the city of Binghamton. So we're an area that's roughly 15,000 acres in total acreage for Conklin. We have 95% of our people that live here belong to the Landowners Coalition and want safe natural gas drilling to come to our town, because it's the only thing that's really going to save us for our revenue aspect. And if we don't start getting this whole valley, which has suffered a major flood last year in 2011, and Cuomo doesn't start acting, I think he's going to be the next governor who's going to be facing towns going bankrupt like they are in California. We have one town that's in Vestal, New York, that's proposing a 9% tax increase on the property taxes, and our school taxes are astronomical here. And it's for little people that live here in our towns. 50% of our residents here are 50 and over, and 30% of those people are on fixed income. So the taxes keep going up and nothing looking coming in for revenues, they're going to have to start looking to sell their properties.
So,
I'm sorry for dragging this on, but if you'd like to ask something, I'll be glad to talk to you.
Okay. Well, do you think, since you characterize the people of your town as little people, do you think that Governor Cuomo is kind of caving to the star power of Mark Ruffalo and Yoko Ono and the big environmentalists and sacrificing the interests of the little people?
Yes, I do, and I think the best environmentalists we have are the people who live in our area. They've owned this property for years, hundreds of years. They've been in farms their parents own, have been handed down, and they don't want anything to happen to our properties here. All we want to do is be able to survive. And the people of other interests, Oklahoma and people in Hollywood and wherever they're from, they should base their concerns of where they live, not in the concerns of where we live. We know what's safe for us to do. We know what we need. And 80,000 people sent in new obstacles about the gas drilling. Where are they from? Are they from New York? Are they from upstate New York? Are they from California, Pennsylvania? Pennsylvania, in fact, they border our community here. They have the best gas drilling wells. They're here. And Pennsylvania raised $200 million last year in just fees on gas wells to be proposed. Wouldn't that be nice if the state of New York had an additional $200 million to put in the coffers?
So, Ken Lovett from the Daily News, what would Governor Cuomo say if he were on the phone with us and Jim Finch from Conklin, New York, right now? Jim Finch, as town supervisor, is asking, please let us make our own decisions on this.
He would say, I hear the arguments. I understand the arguments. Upstate is losing people. It needs business. It's losing young people, which is the most alarming. But he would say, we need to let the, you know, let the process play out. We need to let the scientists do their thing and base the decision on that. He would also say that he feels that while it may delay enacting a plan in the near future, it could be a benefit in the long term, because if you do these studies now, it may thwart any lawsuits that come down the pike.
Let me take a phone call that's coming in from a listener. And Supervisor Finch, really, a number of our listeners are calling in with some version or other of this same question. And I'm going to let Joel in Union, New Jersey ask it. Joel, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, thanks, Brian. No, I just wonder why you don't ask this gentleman, who is certainly looking out for the interests of his community.
I was getting there, by the way, but go ahead.
Is he willing to make this possible pact with the devil and sacrifice health and the long-term quality of their water for some economic boost? Isn't there some other source? Is he so blackmailed by other forces that there's no other saving grace for his people than possibly sacrificing their health?
Joel, thank you very much. Jim Finch, I'm sure you don't like the characterization of deal with the devil or blackmailed.
That's fine, but see, the problem here is the people who read the articles that are negative towards fracking aren't familiar with the accurate statistics. Pennsylvania has no problems with their water. And if you look up on your internet and find out how you do frack and what the process is about drilling the wells, 14-inch pipe that's encased in concrete, a 10-inch pipe inside of that's encased in concrete, and a 6-inch pipe that goes into that and they put down into the wells to the bedrock, there's no problems with water around here. And then you might say, well, what happened to Pennsylvania? Well, in Pennsylvania, they had a couple of incidents, but it wasn't reflecting back on the gas drilling. It was on methane gas, which is in top of the Marcellus Shale.
Referring to the scene in the movie Gasland where people in Pennsylvania saw their water light on fire?
Well, that happens all over, sir, because that's methane gas. That happens right here in Conklin, New York. We don't have gas drilling here. It's the methane gas that's coming up out of your water wells that light it up. In fact, Gasland movie was the second biggest hoax that was ever made in this country besides Orson Welles and War of the Worlds.
So you don't think that there's a trade-off, and you don't think that the people of your town, considering the scientific uncertainty that Governor Cuomo and others appear to see, that there's a kind of trade-off because you're in economically desperate straits to take a risk on an unknown where there is some uncertainty about, potential health problems in order for that economic stability for the future? You don't see it that way?
No, I don't. They've been gas drilling in Texas for 75 years. You don't hear any problems about there. They're gas drilling now in Pennsylvania, drilling all over the place. We just have a bunch of liberals who are trying to upheaval everything that's good for all the people instead of some of the people. And I think Governor Cuomo is looking past his election as governor, looking past the running for president in 2016. And he's not concerned for the people upstate. He's just concerned in the area that gives him his power.
Ken Lovett, on the politics, there was a Quinnipiac poll that came out just a couple of weeks ago that I'm sure you saw that found 45% of New York State voters think the economic benefits of drilling for natural gas in the Marcellus Shale outweigh environmental concerns, while 41%, 4 points less, say the environmental concerns outweigh the benefits. And that was an increase over time for New Yorkers who support permits for fracking. So given that poll, why would Cuomo go the way he did at this moment politically?
Well, like I said, he needs to reengage with his base after two legislative sessions of pretty much taking them on. So, he sees this as that kind of issue. This has been dogging him. When he has public appearances, there's protesters there. When anywhere he goes, he's asked about it. It's a big issue for the liberal progressive side of the Democratic Party. It's a big issue for the environmentalists. And I think he is now, maybe he was surprised at the beginning that it had the traction that it did, but certainly it's caught his attention now, and I don't think they really know at this point which way to go, and so they've basically stopped the clock for a little while.
Jim, before you go, do you trust that your town would get long-term economic stability if you're able to allow gas companies to frack there. You know, part of the negative rap on it from Pennsylvania is that they came in and there were some, you know, initial investments, but then the town didn't get more after that.
Oh, I truly disagree. It's going to enhance us for the years to come. We have gas drillers that are over in Pennsylvania, little town Montrose. It's about 20 miles from here. The gas drillers just gave them $3.2 million to build a new hospital. The revenue coming from the wells, from the residents, they donated another $1.2 million. So it's an economic growth for everyone. And
would the jobs go to local residents, or do people need to have certain skills that they would be required to come from the outside for?
Well, some of them are going to come from the outside for us, but we have two colleges here that are now presenting programs about gas drilling, employment, and what they need to do and look forward. And if this goes forward, it'll be a great thing for us because we've lost so many jobs here in the valley. We used to be a big industrial site valley here in Broome County, and now we have hardly anything.
What's your next recourse now that the governor has made this decision?
Well, I'll have to sit back and see what we can do and hope we survive. And if not, we can start become counties that just like they are in California, go bankrupt. How's that going to look like his resume in 2016?
All right. Well, somebody's going to want to put that quote to Governor Cuomo and get a reaction later today in Albany or wherever the governor is. And we thank Jim Finch, the town supervisor of the town of Conklin, which is a southern tier community bordering Binghamton. And we thank Ken Lovett, Daily News Albany bureau chief, for talking about Governor Cuomo's fracking decision to delay, apparently, and restart the process. Thank you both very much.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, a polling critic reviews the charge that presidential election surveys that are coming out are biased toward Obama. Stay with us.